This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and as we are going to air Wednesday morning, people of the Jewish faith have been marking Hanukkah since late last week. It's a tradition that spans 8 days. It has a history that dates back to the 2nd century BCE. There are many traditions associated with Hanukkah, and joining us now to talk through some of them is Mayon Weinberg, Executive Director of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. Mayon, welcome back to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're also joined by Heather Paul, who is Rabbi and the Senior Jewish Educator for Illini Hillel. Rabbi Paul, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you.
And listeners, we're talking about this for the next 15 minutes or so. If you want to join our conversation, 800-222-9455 is the number, especially if you celebrate Hanukkah. What are some of the traditions that you and your family practice? Again, 800-222-9455. So, Rabbi Paul, I want to begin with you. Can you just tell us, for those who are not familiar, about the story around Hanukkah?
Sure, and you can call me Rabbi Heather. So over 2,000 years ago, Jews lived in part of the Seleucid Empire under the rule of a Greco-Syrian king, Antiochus IV, and he forbade them to practice Judaism, and he and his followers destroyed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, and the Jews of Judea rose up in revolt against his oppression, and the military leader of that first part of the revolt was Judah the Maccabee, and he led a small army back to Jerusalem and won, fighting, forcing Antiochus's soldiers to flee. And this was really the first miracle. They talk about the miracles of Hanukkah, that this tiny little, this tiny little group was able to win. Judah and his followers were then able to capture the temple in Jerusalem, which had been turned into a shrine for other gods, and they cleaned it and they rededicated it to God. And the word Hanukkah means rededication. The holiday celebrates the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem after that defilement. The event was observed in an 8-day celebration, which was patterned on other Jewish festival holidays that are 8 days long. Much later, rabbinic tradition ascribes the length of the festival to, the story that a small amount of oil was found, and there was only enough for one night, but it burned for eight, which is why there's eight candles on the Hanukkah.
So, Mayon, what does Hanukkah look like in the modern era? What are some of the traditions that Jewish families might be observing now?
Yeah, so we have the tradition of the Hanukkah. We light a candle every night for Hanukkah. I'll start by saying that modern Hanukkah, what I'm going to describe, this is really a new and American set of traditions. The real Hanukkah that we are celebrating that you see today is an American development from the 19th century, and it was a response to Jewish immigrants that were surrounded by a Christian society and trying to find ways for the immigrant community to both assimilate and also hold our Jewish traditions and our Jewish religion core to us. So that said, what you would see today, we play with the dreidel. It's a little top, a little spinning top, and it tells the story of Hanukkah through its four sides. It has four Hebrew letters on it that stand for Nes Gadol Hayah Hasham, a great miracle happened there. We eat Hanukkah gelt, or we give coins to children to teach them about giving to charity. And Hanukkah gelt is little chocolate coins. We eat foods cooked in oil, and we give gifts. Again, very modern American with post-war commercialism transforming and increasing gift giving.
Well, that's an interesting point because, and this is something that Mayon, you and I have talked about in previous conversations. I think it was around Yom Kippur this year, and maybe Rabbi Heather, I can ask you about this then. You know, would Hanukkah exist in the way it does today in America if this was not a country that really oriented itself around Christian holidays and has this, sort of dominant, domineering in the culture, you know, celebration of Christmas and gifts and shopping and everything else?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, Mayan is absolutely right. It's, you know, our holiday season is in the Hebrew month of Tishrei, which falls around September or October. You know, that's the big moment. And Hanukkah is what it is because, as Mayan said, because of its proximity to Christmas, it wouldn't be nothing or completely ignored or not celebrated, but excitement around it in America today is because it's near Christmas and we're a very Christmas oriented society.
Are there religious rituals associated with Hanukkah, Rabbi Heather?
Yeah. So, like Mayan said, we light candles every night for 8 nights. And it's really important to light the candles on that Hanukkah, which is a type of menorah. It's important to light them and display it in your window, or display it somewhere people can see it. It's supposed to be a symbol of pride, of sharing your light, of, you know, of sharing who you are. There's, you know, the dreidel is an important and fun part, fun part of the holiday. And like Mayan said, eating foods cooked in oil, I mean, those are really the main tradition. Since Hanukkah is not biblically ordained, the liturgy for the holiday is not well developed. So there are some things that people might, you know, that some people do on Hanukkah that, you know, maybe, you know, that don't happen during the rest of the time. There are prayers there are prayers that we say when we light the menorah. There's also additional prayers in weekday liturgy, but it's not as common.
And Rabbi Heather, are there differences among the different sects of Judaism in terms of how they observe, you know, to a greater or lesser extent, or take it where you will, so, in terms of Hanukkah? Yeah, go ahead.
You know, only as much as there are on a day-to-day basis anyway. So if you are practicing Judaism in a way that you're saying prayers, you know, you're saying the morning blessings and the afternoon blessings and the evening blessings, like every single day, three times a day, you know, every day, then you would notice that during Hanukkah, there are prayers that you add and take out of that liturgy. If you are not doing that three times a day, as many of us are not, it probably wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't know that. But aside from that, I mean, pretty much, it's actually one of those holidays because it's not biblically ordained. I don't personally see a whole lot of differences between how someone in one sect of Judaism might observe it versus another. It pretty much boils down to saying the blessings when you light the candles and, you know, eating, you know, latkes, which are, you know, potato pancakes fried in oil, and playing with the dreidel.
Let me remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about Hanukkah and the traditions associated with the holiday with Rabbi Heather Paul, who's senior Jewish educator for Alani Hillel, and Mayan Weinberg, the executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation.
To go back to that question for a moment, there are some cultural differences around food, but it's not sect. It's not about like who's, you know, Orthodox versus anything else. It's more about region. There's sufganiyot, which are deep fried jelly donuts that are really common in Israel, and common in North America, mostly among Ashkenazi Jews of Eastern European descent. But there's a different kind of donut called buñuelos that's more common among Sephardic Jews in Spain and Latin America. There's a fried donut hole called zalabia that arrived in Egypt with Jewish communities escaping the Spanish Inquisition. There's a different kind of donut called spenge, that was created, it's, indigenous North Africa, including Algeria and Morocco. So basically, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of donuts, based on region, and it's not sect related, but it's region related. In southern India, they have gulab jamun, which are balls of fried dough soaked in a syrup of saffron and rose water.
Interesting. Yeah, and I imagine if we go back far enough, we can probably find some connections between my great grandparents, who were Catholic and came from Lithuania. And, potato pancakes have always been a recipe in our family as well. We can find some connections back there. I do want to ask, we've got about 4 minutes remaining in our time together. And Mayan, as we've been talking about, this is a celebration, and there's a lot more to Judaism than what is happening presently in the Middle East, but I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't say, what we're seeing there. How are this year's Hanukkah celebrations maybe being felt differently because of what's happening in Israel and Gaza?
Honestly, I would venture to say that what you are going to see this year and what you're seeing this year for Hanukkah doesn't look much different than in other years. Jewish festivals stay relevant because they're never just about what happened thousands of years ago. It's also about what's happening right now. And the Hanukkah story is one about resiliency of a people, and it's a story that's resonated with Jews throughout history at various points in modern history as well. And here we are. We are lighting menorahs. In fact, we're lighting menorahs in the main square of downtown Champaign. We're sharing latkes. One thing that you're going to see differently in our community in Champaign-Urbana this year is we have adopted the National Shine a Light campaign, which is an initiative to dispel the darkness of hate through partnerships, through education and allyship with communal and civic partners. And so every Jewish organization in town has taken it upon themselves to host an event that is public and partnered with another organization. In fact, there are three events left in our series, and there's two opportunities for people to participate. One of them tonight at 7 p.m., Illini Hillel is hosting Latkes and Lights at the YMCA at the University of Illinois. And they've partnered with the Religious Workers Association and the Interfaith in Action Alliance to host this event. And in addition to that, Sinai Temple is hosting at 5:30 p.m. a Shine a Light dinner and concert for Hanukkah. So I think that's one difference that you're seeing is this reaching out and search for allyship right now.
Just a couple of minutes left in our time together. Rabbi Heather, for those who are not of the Jewish faith or heritage, what can they take away from Hanukkah?
I think just knowing that it's a time to celebrate. To celebrate and share our story, and as my aunt said, to shine a light. They could, take away that we'd love to hear Happy Hanukkah, and that we, would love to share and shine and, in all of the metaphorical and literal ways, like put our menorahs in the windowsill. It's where everyone can see. We'd like to share and shine that light.
Rabbi Heather Paul is with Illini Hillel. Mayan Weinberg is director of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. Thank you both so much for being with us today on the 21st show, and happy Hanukkah to both of you and everyone listening.
Thank you very much. Happy Hanukkah and Chag Sameach.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah.
Coming up tomorrow on the 21st show, we're going to be talking about the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. A lot of 21s. It ended prohibition 90 years ago this month. Plus, we'll have a return visit from Illinois Teacher of the Year, Brianna Morales, talking about a nonprofit she created in memory of one of her students. That's all coming up tomorrow on the 21st show, which is a production of Illinois Public Media. Our program is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. That is all for us today. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.